Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Started. Go ahead. With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
The morning shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the morning shift.
Did you just come back with Mastodon?
You're damn right I did.
Oh, I love it.
Now we're talking.
Mastodon.
I think someone is trying to kill me.
Let's go.
Infecting my blood.
Let's go.
Destroying my mind.
Let's go.
That's Atlanta's own Mastodon.
That's right.
See, I go all over the place on the music.
But well, hey, but you got to give me some credit for knowing that was Mastodon.
I give you some credit.
This studio Mastodon is about to be less than soundproof because I'm about to run through a wall. That's how I feel right
now. Yeah. Who deserves a wake-up call? 404-726-0929.
That's probably the first time ever on this station a show has come back with Mastodon.
You're welcome. And Starbucks, for that matter.
That's right.
See, I'm all over the place.
Which we have found out was, we found out a couple of things today. We found out that Starbucks was a character in Moby Dick,
yep,
which apparently was too many words for you to read.
Too many pages.
And that the phrase, Del Rey means servant of the king. So, Mike, you're the servant to the king, and I would be the king because I am the leader of Squid Nation, Del Rey.
All right.
Who deserves a wake-up call on this Falcons Friday? Let's go out to Agent 66. But since we heard Mastodon, it should be Agent 666.
God,
what you got, brother?
Good morning. Mike's Mafia in the house.
Boy, let's go.
Hey, I got a pair of fouls for you.
Right.
And, hey, great choice on that Mastodon. Love, great to hear some real music on here. we kind of talked about these guys getting plunked on the Braves. And, I always kind of love that John Wayne attitude of, retaliation. It's kind of cool in its own way, but you don't want people getting hurt. So what if we set it up to where batter takes second base and the guy on deck goes ahead and takes first? Make it, to where the pitcher really does not want to hit anybody.
I don't think that's going to happen. I honestly thought that what Bo brought up the other day was a great idea of once you've gotten 10 hit by, you know, 10 hit batters that maybe you there's some kind of penalty in that way. Cuz that's the otherwise you're starting to get in people's pockets when you start talking about suspensions and everything like that.
So. Human error is a part of the game, but it's when guys are throwing 98 and there's no control, and it's when, you know, all three or four of the Braves guys that Witt talked about, including himself, were hit after the trade deadline, and that's when teams will give up guys, will bring some guys up, and I think that's part of it as well, and there's some point to it. So, anyways, don't forget, if you do want to call in, make sure you give us something from Sunday's game. Like,
yeah.
I don't say a prediction, so to speak, but something you're looking for, maybe a prediction, anything like that. I know we've gotten some, Mike, on the Twitters.
Yeah, Brandon Mincy says Falcons 24, Steelers 14, big game from the defensive front. The offensive shows some sizzle, three tuds, and Koo gets a 40-plus yarder. Love that. Chad Guatney, Falcons 27, Steelers 21. London gets seven catches, 139, two tuds, very specific. Also, shout out to our boy Automatic. Says he'll be ready. He'll be in his seat by 12:30. Hope everybody.
And more importantly, John Wayne died without 7 pounds of human waste in his colon.
What a.
Let's go out to Chris in College Park. True story. Good morning, Chris. What you got?
Hey man, I was ready until you just dropped the John Wayne fact. Rob Tribble in the building. Everybody.
Yeah, man.
Morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
Hey, Big Mike, and of course, Rob T. I'm geeked for the season, as we all are. And here are my predictions, man. 23-16, I think our defense is salty with Judon and Simmons. We hold them to some field goals, and I think we'll have the jump on what an Arthur Smith offense will look like. So
Let's go.
That's why we can keep them to 16. As far as offense, you guys have heard me say this. Please just give the ball to Bijan Robinson. I know we're all ready to see Cousins with the, you know, how he ascertains and elite processor. You know, I think the offensive line, we get the run game going, and then that'll open up, you know, Kirk Cousins with the play action pass, and all that'll come to fruition. I need Bijan with 80 yards rushing and 50 yards receiving, and now
I'm going full.
Yeah. I expect it from him. I need that from him, Rob. I'm old school. I like to see the running back. And now, in honor of Rob Tribble, it's two more days till toe meets leather.
Toe meets
Hashtag
leather.
Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
I love that, man.
Nice call. Well done, Chris.
Somehow we've gotten 2-plus hours into the show without the use of the term play action. Or ascertains, but play action we haven't talked about much today.
What's the over-under play action from the Steelers offense?
What's the over-under play action from the Falcons offense? The Steelers are gonna be heavy play action. They're gonna try to run a lot, obviously on first down early and often. They'll play action on second down, depending on what the down distance is. I'm just really curious because Kirk Cousins was so good in Minnesota off play action, man, so good down the middle of the field, suck the linebackers in and then throw the seam route to the tight end over the middle, split the safeties, that kind of thing. Give me all the play action in the world, dude. If Bijan's ripping off 5-6 yards a carry, then give me the play action. Let us smoke him.
God, if he gets 80 yards and 50 yards catch receiving, I think that's a pretty good day. And that's
It's on the way to MVP right there.
I don't think he'll get 80 yards. I think he'll get 80 yards rushing. I don't think this early in the season we'll see.
That's a little too Bijan dependent with all your other weapons.
Yeah, I just don't know that. From what my understanding is of what they'll be Sunday is that with 50 yards receiving, unless it comes on like one catch on a screen and you break out, I don't know that he'll be fed the ball that often right now at the running back position.
Well, what if he just broke one?
Well, that's what I was saying. Unless he gets on a screen play and gets loose and gets down 50 yards. I do want to go back to Twitter just a minute. People are weighing in. My prediction for the Falcons from Cody Keeler. Kirk starts white hot, 31 for 37, 400. I hope you're right. Also, our girl Tish, Falcons 41, Steelers 20. Pick six by Jesse Bates.
Wow.
Touchdown. Love it.
God, that place.
Keep bringing the vibes.
Well, that means I'm going to have a big old party at the Signia by Hilton where the Falcons fly over.
Rager going to turn into a rave over there.
People will be making love on the tables.
We're going to see lasers coming out from the fourth floor.
All right, let's go out to that sad parking lot with the cracked asphalt, weeds growing out of it. And the guard shack with lead paint and asbestos. Will, in the guard shack.
You know, you won't talk to him like that.
What's up, guys? How we doing? Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
I got Rob T over here calling at a guard shack, too. Yeah, come on.
It's ridiculous. Haters.
That's messed up. So, Falcons, I want the score. Or I'm hoping the score is something like 35-21, just to prove a point.
Wow.
I want Raheem to just take it to him and do what they got to do. I know that's a little bit overrealistic, but that's what I would like to see. But my prediction that I would also want to hope to see is Cousins with 400,
woo,
three touchdowns, split between our boy Drake and Kyle, who are going to have 250 and all three touchdowns.
Oh, I'm just going to tell y'all right now, if Kirk Cousins goes for 400 in the opener against that defense, this city will be in an eruption on Sunday. Yeah. An absolute eruption.
I'd take 295, two touchdowns, and you win the game.
I'd take 250 in a win.
Yeah.
I think the most shocking thing you just said was Steelers 21. I don't see it. I hope they don't get to 21 on us.
I would love to leave that. You know, I've left that stadium so many times doing games since it was opened, and I would love to leave that stadium with a party going on outside, with an absolute party.
Just rageous.
Because yeah. And I can't tell you how many times I've left, and especially early in the existence of it. Now, last couple of years, Arthur did a good job of – that was one thing Arthur Smith did a really good job of, is taking back home field advantage. But I can't tell you how many times I've left, and you're walking, and you're just fans of other teams are running around. They're drunk, and they're happy, and you're walking out. You know, you got Falcons fans are walking out with their heads down. I don't want to see that anymore. And that is the biggest thing, and I know Raheem is super excited to get back in there and own that place.
Just picture this. Picture you going, you get your big dub on Sunday. You're like, okay, that was good. You win by, let's just call it six. You go to Philly next week, and you find a way to win that game. Can you imagine? You're going to want all the smoke from Kansas City in week three.
Yep.
You're going to want all the smoke. You're like, dude, bring it on.
See, Kansas City can be extra determined this year because they got off such a bad start last year. And yeah. I've heard Patrick, yeah, we won the Super Bowl, but the first start of the season, that still bothers me.
Yeah, I don't.
They sputtered, you know.
That's easy to say, but I'll say this, Rob. They could also have a lot of reasons to be fat and happy coming off two Super Bowls.
That's true.
So they're just different right now. They just are.
John has his Twitter handle, Zazuna from the Braves, says 24-13 Falcons win. Bijan will be the best player on offense, and he thinks Arnold Ebiketie could have a good day because of mismatches that the Judons of the world help bring him.
Yeah,
I hope
about that.
If Arnold Ebiketie finds his now he has gotten better each year. You can't underestimate or underappreciate the fact that he has grown as a player the last 2 years, and he could have a breakout year.
Keith tweets us as well to the show account at 929 Morning Shift. Falcons 28, Steelers 13. Bijan goes for two tuds. Seems to be a theme, right? I thought more people would have Kirk Cousins' numbers being thrown around, but everybody, it seems like, kind of wants to weigh in on Bijan. He is the straw that stirs the drink still, I think, for this offense. But it's just interesting to me because Kirk's new, so you think a lot of people kind of piggybacking on Kirk and what he brings, but
right.
Bijan is still that guy, and the offense still revolves around him.
Rob, I want you to comment on this. I think it's the fact that you've seen Kyle Pitts drafted weapon, Drake London drafted, weapon. Bijan Robinson drafted, weapon. And you don't feel like you've ever seen the full extent of what they could be because of who was running the show. You've seen it from Kyle just a little bit.
With Matt.
But the other two, you really don't have any clue what it would look like with an all-pro quarterback with them.
That means everything, too. Especially just watching Kirk Cousins on the sidelines of preseason. Got the helmet on and... You know, listening to the communication via radio, and also just really talking to Drake London. I mean, he's mentoring those young guys, certainly. So I'm expecting big things.
And I think that's why everyone's tweeting about these guys having big days and not Kirk, because they have basically had 2 years. The last 2 years, they've had a Christmas present they haven't been able to unwrap, but they've been able to see, they know what's in the box.
We got number 16 coming up next, don't we?
The number 16.
Woo! Yes. That's one David Archer, Falcons analyst, former Falcon quarterback, going to join us next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Boomer and Science with...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.